Felicia Pedley and her youngest daughter, Daniela, are picking up free helpings of pasta, vegetables, and other essentials at a food bank in Brooklyn, New York. Pedley holds down a full-time government job, but still finds it hard to feed her family of four. She needs the pantry's help now more than ever, as her weekly food bill soars.
A year ago, it's like about $50-$60 I would spend at a grocery store, and that would include meat, that would include vegetables, fruits, cereals, stuff like that. But now I'm spending like $100.
Rising food prices are hitting families across the United States hard. Over the past year, egg prices have risen almost 44%, fresh milk 21%, and poultry and beef more than 6%. Economists say severe weather in the southern U.S. and Australia is partly to blame for the jump in prices at food stores like this one behind me. But many are pointing to another culprit, energy. In particular, the rising production of ethanol, a biofuel made from corn. There are some 130 ethanol plants now in operation across the U.S., churning out billions of gallons of the stuff each year. The U.S. hopes ethanol will slash demand for oil. But to make all that ethanol, you need a lot of corn. That has sent prices soaring 50% in the past year and a half. On top of ethanol, there's also the spike in the price of crude oil, which makes it more expensive to transport and package foods. Some say demand for food and fuel are on a collision course that could have disastrous consequences.
What we're looking at, in a sense, is direct competition between the 860 million people in the world who own automobiles and who want to maintain their mobility, and the 2 billion poorest people in the world who simply want to survive.
Others say demand may be outpacing supply now, but the market will eventually adjust.
We'll continue to grow, and really that's a good thing. But people will also produce more. There's an old saying in economics is the solution to high prices is high prices. And what's going to happen is that people are going to be provided an economic incentive to plant more.
That should help slow the increase in prices. For now, though, families struggle. 30 new families are walking into this Brooklyn pantry each day in need of help. This upcoming winter could be a bitter one indeed for many across the United States, finding it hard to afford the food basics. Maggie Lake, CNN, New York.